Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A massive healthcare fraud investigation has uncovered over $1 million in fake Medicaid claims right here in Montana. Attorney General Austin Knutson announced that the state's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit has filed criminal charges against two separate counselors in Billings. 55-year-old Allison Watt, owner of Beautiful Decorations Counseling, is accused of fraudulently pocketing over $134,000 by billing for services provided by unauthorized interns. Meanwhile, in Great Falls, 60-year-old Victoria Davenport, owner of Enlightening Minds and the GYST House, faces multiple fraud and evidence tampering charges. Investigators say Davenport raked in over $1.2 million in illegal reimbursements for services provided by an unlicensed staff. Homeland Security officials confirmed Davenport was actually out of the country during hundreds of the log treatment sessions in question. If you're still feeling the power bill pinch, even with your heater getting a rest now that we've entered summer, you're not alone. Tracy Taylor checked the latest numbers and found that Montana energy costs are still among the most expensive in the country.
Montanans are paying more for electricity than we were a decade ago. An analysis shows residential power rates rose more than 24% between 2014 and 2024, adding about $250 a year to the average household electric bill. Despite the increase, Montana ranks among the more affordable states for electricity when compared to household income. Researchers say energy use has stayed nearly unchanged over the past decade, meaning higher bills are being driven by rising rates, not increased consumption. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
And Montana has been named one of the absolute worst states in the nation for a summer road trip. New study by Wallet Hub says we rank 42nd overall for summer driving, comparing all 50 states. Despite Montana's iconic landscapes, the report highlights several pain points, including higher average gas prices and a steep number of vehicle miles traveled per capita. This is the Montana State News Network.
All right, son.